Blog Talk Radio.
You were tuned in to Mind Blowing Decisions with DJ Success every Wednesday at facesofsuccessradio.com.
Hey, we got a great show for you tonight. This is your host, Rashawn Thornton. So glad you can tune in with me. You are listening to Facebook Success Radio 101 FM. We are so excited tonight. Tonight's conversation is a big doozy. This is romance without finance. What would you do? I hope you can join me tonight. Call in. Call in and dial 323-642-1569 and push option one to opt in to speak to the host, your girl, Shanti, which is who I am. I'm trying to brand that anyhow. So, listen, we got a great show tonight. I'm going to just go ahead and dive right into our topic. It's a big one because this should be like the major conversation we should be having when we're out here dating and we're out here in these relationships and marriages and so forth because, you know, money kills. The vibe kills. If you ain't got no change, we strange. So this your girl, Rashawn Thornton. Listen, we got a great show for you tonight. We are seriously just talking about, you know, romance without finance. What would you do? So I know there are situations that come up and that happen where, you know, we're not talking about the situation where you're in a relationship with your boo and your boo falls some hard times and he doesn't have any money, you know, take you out. Well, even though that can cause a strain, you know, a strain on your relationship, your marriage, and, you know, cause the significant other to start looking outside of the house. So tonight, I was thinking about that. What would I do if there was no finance? Would there be any romance? What would you do? Go ahead and dial in 323-642-1569, option one, to be on the air. So we want to talk about what you would do if a dude stepped to you. Go ahead and call me and talk to me on this air and let me know how you feel about this situation because I'm feeling all kinds of ways tonight about this situation. There's so many ways we can go with this. Like, we can go with this. I don't want no scrub. Scrub can't get no, you know. So we can go that way, right? And then we also can go, you know, because we got our girls out there, you know. We rule the world. And we out here doing our thing. But I also want to open this up not just for the women, for the ladies, but I want to open this up for the men. So if you're out there listening in Radio Land, you should truly call in and talk to me about this situation. Because tonight is about finance, romance without finance. What would you do? I won't tell you what I would do. There are so many levels, personally speaking. We want to get our fellas involved as well because I know that men are just like they're tired and they're fed up. So if any of those things kind of touch home to you, you think you want to join me and talk to me about this tonight, come on to Dahlia. Now, I'm telling you, I'm married, and my husband would tell you in a heartbeat about he ain't got time to be thinking about no his money is on his mind. That's basically what it is. Ain't no love, and how can you love somebody and you broke? I mean, just personally speaking. Now, there's some people that just don't care. You know, they just in for what they in for, the physical pleasure, the companionship, the mental, you know, emotional connection with a person. So they'll join in being with people, you know, in hopes. And then they'll go said who are falling on hard times or in between, you know, or trying to build something new, becoming an entrepreneur, being a, you know, just out there hustling and trying to get their groove on and make they build their cash up and, you know, stack their bank. But the problem is that a lot of us don't want to wait on a person, don't feel like you've got time for that because we're so advanced in our careers, you know, in our education, or just simply don't want to be bothered with nobody because you ain't got enough dollars. We could talk about this. So I'm excited tonight because, like I said, I know my husband. He's one of those men that just like, girl, ain't nobody got time for that. Love don't pay no bills. Your face, your prettiness don't pay no bills. So let's hustle and grind together first before the romance. Ain't no romance. Well, I have another topic about the romance because I kind of feel like that comes from an era of, you know, of a whole nother genre of people who brought their civilization over into our culture and began to facilitate or to begin a lifestyle, intermingling their lifestyles into ours. So I don't know, you know, like, I don't know what to think about that romance because I do like attention. And I think that if my husband is one of those kind of people as well, that he's just like, I'm not trying to keep up with nobody. I ain't trying to do something. We don't typically celebrate, you know, the Valentine's, we just say things of that nature because we ain't have time to just be involved in commercialism. Just feel good on one day to brag to somebody else just to look good that, oh, he bought me this, and this is what he got me. Girl, what you getting? How many dudes did get you this? Woo, woo, woo. You know, or, man, how many licks did you get? You know, dudes, you know, they like, man, I got about 400 slabs lined up, and, you know. And so I want to open up the lines and talk to you guys tonight and see what you got to say and see what's going on. Are you interested? If there's no finance? Or are you one of those people who think that, it looks like I'm kind of rolling solo tonight, but that's all right. We got a still great show talking about romance without finance. What would you do? We could take this up and get it crunk, or we can take this and make this a mellow who don't know what to do in certain situations as well. So I kind of altered my thinking for a second just because that ran across my brain, but I'm just really adamant about, and for me, I'd rather, now that I'm up in age and understand how the dating scene goes or how just the mature people get together and they begin to talk about whether they you know, they FICO score, they credit score. You know, they talk about what kind of, you know, business they have, or they talk about their five-year plan. And these are the things that most people don't talk about in this day up front. And I know that, like, with Steve Harvey, he got his thing where he got these dating rules and so forth and so forth. And a lot of it makes sense because sometimes we need structure. I heard Raven Simone, and I'm going to be jumping around and dropping names tonight. I heard Raven Simone say earlier today on The View, you know, she knows that she's one of those people who needs structure. She's one of those people that needs someone directing her and telling her which way to go, especially in her business or, you know, as a actress, and that's what she grew up with. She grew up with people telling her, scene cut, you know, say five. So she's accustomed to that lifestyle. And that's what this is about. Romance without finances, what would you do? Mind blowing decisions. Well, we talk about life, love, and relationship, and all kind of relationships. I mean, even if you got into a business relationship and it became romantic, and y'all was making money, but y'all was trying to make money or whatever, and y'all find yourself close with each other, you know, feeling each other, the vibe is good, you know, and things are getting right, but you go and lay down and you go on and pull down, just you know, just romance, but there's no ticket at the end of that. What do you think about that tonight? What do you think about? Do you need a ticket at the end of that gift? That's mind-blowing decision. I mean, yeah, I know my husband just, again, I appreciate him so much because he's just one of those people. We ain't got time to be sitting around kissing and cuddling. We got bills to pay. We got things to do. We're planning. We're building. We're, you know, we're growing and we're expanding and, you know, we're purchasing land and we're purchasing different tools in our business and investments and things of that nature. So it just seemed like if there's no romance, be a romance because if my money is on my mind and mine is on my money. So being free, like I was saying about Raven Simone, being free when she was on The View, she realized that she enjoyed it and she learned it. She learned so much from it. She realized that wasn't what she thrived in. Some people, you know, got popcorn dreams, you know. Well, they may have caviar dreams with popcorn money, as some people say back in the day. Some people, you know, they just call them, they call, everybody is in a genre or either categorized at some point. And with being categorized and everybody has a role to play, sometimes we get the translation of what we should be doing as a people together or a couple or, you know, just dating or whatever. We forget what our roles are. And if we forget what our roles are, then are we really operating in the intelligence of being in a relationship? Because the relationship will have to have finances in order to further invest in that relationship. So we're talking about romance without finance, without romance. What do you think tonight? So, what would you do? I think it's silly people that get into things of that nature with other individuals who would necessarily from the financial aspect of the relationship because it's one of the most important parts of the relationship. It is a form of communication, your form of how you will love me if the relationship is that deep. Your form and what your intentions on. First, let's talk about your intentions on this relationship and what's the point of the romance because, I mean, how you going to romance me? How you going to romance me? How you going to wind and dine me? How you going to take me out and show me the world and show me a good time and how show me a lifestyle that I, you know, that's beyond my own imagination because that's what I'm looking for in a relationship. So I know that for me, there could not be no romance. No romance without any finances. And it's not so much as that you are using anyone or that, you know, that you're solely looking for someone to, you know, like just take care of you. But everybody got roles. And in those roles that we play, I believe that whoever got the money needs to step forward. I don't think that, you know, men are only to romance a woman, but I believe a woman should romance a man. I think the equal love, I think that's what we need to think about. It's about love. It's not so much as when you meet somebody, it's just really getting to know them and seeing if y'all compatible. You kind of qualify people to be in your life. You qualify them by simply, you know, having conversations, real, real conversations, for real, for real. Like, you know, you in a certain place. If I'm in Starbucks and I'm driving by my, you know, my favorite drink, and someone approaches me, whether they know I'm a single individual or a married individual or not, and they feel in me for some kind of reason, they like something that they've seen, and, you know, I will engage in a conversation with them, and we'll talk about some things I had a situation recently happen to me, and it's so funny that our topic tonight is about romance without finances. I'm going to dive down in, and I'm solo tonight, so I'm going to get real funky. So I hope you enjoy. I had this gentleman that I'm helping in a business venture who decided that he wanted to make an advance of me. And, again, I'm married. And so when he made the advance at me, I kind of muffed him because he was so close to me that when I turned around, he was, like, literally face-to-face inches. And so I muffed him and said, hey, this ain't that. And then how are you going to come and try to step to me? Yeah, you're going to come and try to step to me. And we ain't talked about this, baby. This is an investment. You can't jump in the bed with me or think that I'm dropping my drawers with you. And it's not even no disrespect to my husband. My husband's well aware of this conversation. But my thing is, why would a man step to a woman if he ain't got nothing off? Not in 2018. We don't get down like that. You know your role. Your role as a man is if you step to a woman, whether she in a relationship or not, you interested in her, then there has to be some kind of bait. I'm sorry, that's just what it is. There has to be a drawing factor. There has to be a reason that I'm going to give you my time. Let's qualify you, all right? So who are you? What's your name? What's your ball? Who are you with? Where you at? Where you from? Who you know what your intentions is? You know how you know for the next couple of days you're free? Are you a traveler? You know, a frequent traveler? Are you into, you know, anything that will bring a return of investment? Because, again, finances without romances, nah, that ain't happening. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and think about that as well, especially for women that have girls, you know, or that you are a leader, you have some girls, and I hope that you're out there teaching them well, you know, to build their self-esteem up, to know that just because somebody wink at you, smile at you, or blow at you, car drive by, you know, sitting in this passenger seat, that you ain't all, you know, that he ain't all that, you know, and not to say that it's about what he got and what he don't, but it's just the fact of the matter is if you've got a goal in life and you have a plan in life to be successful, then you don't have time for distractions, and that's pretty much what it is. If you can't boss up, check out, or don't even step up, period, because you can't get into a lead with a person and think that you want something that of that much of a value, sacredness, something that is sacred to a woman, the most precious jewel that she has, and she would give herself to you, and there wouldn't be an exchange of you taking care of her? I don't think so. I don't think so. Not tonight. Not here on my decisions when we talk about love, life, and relationships. Look, y'all, I'm getting into this because this guy freaked me out, and I didn't know whether I wanted to even do any business with him, but I'm a grown-up. You know, I'm a grown-ass lady, and I'm like, no, this ain't that. But however, if you're going to step up, then you got to be ready to pay up. And that's just where it's at with me. There has to be a point where, and I'm not talking about exchange of sex, I'm talking about just trying to get my time. My time is valuable because what I have is I can't get it back. I can't get my time back if I spend it with someone that doesn't have no intentions on investing in me. And when you sow into me, you have an investment because most of the time that anyone gives you something, you know, a man give a woman his sperm, she creates a baby. That's our nature. That's the nature of life. So honestly speaking, do you think that you can have romance without, yeah, to a certain point, you know, when it's all fun, fresh, and funky, you know, and that popcorn love stuff, you know, back in the day, or you talking about my favorite show, Empire, with Cookie and Lucius, but it's, you know, back in the day, and you go through all these different changes, right, as a kid, as an adolescent, but as you get older and you learn these different things, you learn that, you know, that your time is important, whether you're a male or female. You just don't let anybody take up your time without giving you something. If it's a knowledge, drop some knowledge on me. Teach me the way that I need to go to help me to make some money. Help me, you know, to go to school. Help me to, to structure something. You got to be able to give me something, because it's not just about the money, but it's really, you know, you can't romance. You may not have the money, but you may have the knowledge or something to help me through something. You know, a lot of times I think people just get confused because, they're just lustful. And so they see something look good. They're like, oh, my God, I got to have it. I'm going for that, you know. And then we go for it. And then what we find out is that we ain't talked about none of this. How can you go into something without counting the cost? Any adventure, any new person, any new partnership, we got to discuss the terms, and that's what this is about tonight, talking about those terms, baby. So what would be your terms? Would your terms be I like to call them FB buddies, you know, and that's the only investment you get is because it's so good to you, you know, that you lost yourself in this person so to the point that you can't separate from them. I was in one of those kind of relationships as well where growing up, I found myself with someone who was so addictive that I was just stuck, you know, mentally. I was stuck. And then I thought about it, right, one day I was in need. I was in need one day, and I thought about this. I was like, hey, am I the only one shelling out here? And what I found out was, yeah, I was the only one really shelling out. And especially when it came down to the monetary parts of, because I had a good job, I had my own car, I had my own crib, you know, I had three kids, I was good, I was working, I was making my own money, living my own thing, you know, my ex-husband was doing his thing, because my husband now used to be my ex-husband, because we remarried. And that's the thing about each time that we have went to a different level in life, a new stage or a new partnership or a new agreement or a new relationship, or either reevaluating what's already. Do I go back to my homie back in the day, you know? Do I get that runaway girl that do you get that overweight lover and you know he likes to eat because he going to make sure you straight? Do you go after that? I did that too. Well, I wasn't necessarily going after it. It came to me. And because it came to me, I really didn't know how to handle it because, again, in my mind, I was like 15, 16 years old. I'm thinking, what's the investment here? So I'm just supposed to open my legs and give it to you and then walk away with what? Your life. What is it that you are investing in a person? I believe that we're good into really good into the show, 30 minutes, almost 30 minutes in. You guys, I'm having a wonderful time here. I'm going to take a little break. I'll be right back in just a second. I just want you guys to know that I appreciate you out there in Radio Land. Man, I am having a ball by myself tonight. Thank God for trusting me to go solo. But you know what? As a matter of fact, forget the commercial for right now. Let's just talk about it. So, when I think about how important it is for us as people to teach, I was talking about, and I kind of got beside myself because I get it. You lose train of thought. So y'all judge me out there, okay? But check this out. I was thinking that, you know, if we're out here training and these leaders out here in these groups and they're doing a phenomenal job, and we appreciate you all that's stepping up in leadership. I just hope that we teach the value of one's time and the management of one's time and how you really, 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 and I know that in business we talk about qualifying our leads or qualifying our prospect or qualifying, you know, a potential partner by asking a series of questions or using certain allegories to kind of fit, just target particular targets to your niche or to the thing that you're passionate about. That's how you would draw them in. You would go, because in business you're not speaking to everybody, so you got to figure out your audience. You got to figure out who you're talking to, and that's the same way we need to do in our lives. Because if you're making half-ass decisions about, oh, I just like him. Oh my God, he smells good. Oh my God, she's fine as, at wine, and she. Oh my God, did you see the way she, and oh my God, the smell, oh my God. And you're going through all those fits of the emotional stuff. Yet you don't even know what these people are capable of and what they got going on, or even if they're interested in you, you just like it. You step to it, and that's cool. That's the first step. You acknowledge, you know, something, you recognize something, you acknowledge it, you went and approached it to see if that was something you can spend your time with, or to invest in, to get to know. And so this is what we do. We count the cost before we get into it. So our leaders, I'm hoping that we're out here doing it right. I hope we're thinking about one another. I hope we're thinking about the situations that we have been in, and we're actually teaching from lessons learned, hard lessons learned, because through hard knocks this world, we can learn in so many vast ways, so many different journeys and crossroads that we can cross that will pretty much lead us to different experiences. And so when you out here talking to young people, you want to get them young as you possibly can, and you want to teach them about self-awareness, people wasting your time, making you feel bad, energy. Sharing energy with somebody. Money is energy. It's good energy because it answers all things, right? It allows you to move through the earth. I mean, for real, like, knowing what I know today, knowing what I know now, man, I don't know if I would have dated some of them dudes that I dated, but I guess we all got to play the fool sometimes. So, hey, I'm telling y'all, man, this is mind-blowing decisions with your girl, Science T. I'm excited tonight to talk to you guys because it's important to talk about finances before romance. I mean, there is no romance without finances. Are you going straight to the bed because you just hot going to get you a toy and play with yourself? I'm not advocating it, but I'm just saying if you got to get it, then go get something that you invest in yourself in. You know what I mean? Like, or, stay celibate and keep to yourself, whatever it is. But don't involve another party in your business, in your life, if they don't qualify. Now, let's talk about that for a few minutes. Let's talk about qualifying people to be in your life. Let's talk about qualifying people to be partners with you in business, because everybody don't have integrity, and everybody don't mean well, and everybody don't, some people just want what they want, and that's it, and you sitting over here tripping, thinking that they love you, and they want you, and y'all gonna be together, forever, ever, and then you pay a hefty cost. Some people don't make it out of relationships. They get in it. They don't go, I promote self-awareness and knowing thyself, because if our children don't know themselves, they get caught up in molestation. They get caught up in sex trafficking. We've been having some great shows every Thursday, Face of the Success Radio, FM 101. You listening to, again, not one of the things with your girl, but I'm telling you, like, you got to qualify, folks. You just got to. Listen, you're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. And if you want to call in and be a part of the show, go ahead and dial 323-642-1569. And then, I'm sorry, go ahead and push option one if you want to be on the show, ask a question and join the conversation. I'd love for you to join. I'm going to go ahead and host and see if I can get some on my social media real quick and see if I can some folks to come in, call in, and call in, and call in. So let's get this going. So again, mind-blowing decisions. That's what it's going to take tonight. That's what it's going to take for the rest of your life. Managing yourself, managing your time, because you can't get it back. Once you're gone, once it's gone, it's gone. The next, 5 seconds, it already went past, and now we're into the new 5, and that's going to go right now, and now we're in the next. So nothing should be done without ever counting the cost. When you're adolescent, when you grow up, you put those adolescent things away and you begin to operate in the authority that you're supposed to operate in as an adult who's learned. And learning is so important, because some people just stop learning. They get to a certain point, they get out of school, they don't want to learn nothing else. Some folks get halfway into something and they quit and stuff and don't get all the way through. Life happens, get in the way, you get distracted, and then you just sitting up here trying to figure out how do I move forward from here. And the honest God truth is, until you deal with yourself, you can't move forward. And why would you want to have somebody in your life and you ain't straight, you crazy, and you lost, kind of lost your mind a little bit. So that's what would happen if, you get into a relationship and you haven't counted the cost, if you haven't thought enough about yourself to plan and save and invest in yourself, then how can you expect anyone else to do it? It's just not possible. So this is the reason why there should be no romance without, some finances. That kind of gives me a bit of feel in my gut. Not a nice thing. So I want to shift it to you a little bit. You guys, if you want to follow me and talk about any of the topics that I've just discussed with you, our topic definitely is about finance without romance. Is it such a thing? Finance without, y'all give me a second, finance without, no, romance without finance. It's so funny, I can't even talk about it. Finance, no, romance without finance. Yeah, what would you do? So, say tonight, let's look into romance without finance. What would you do? Let's look into the severity of things that can happen if you get in those relationships. I kind of touched on this a little bit. If you get into a relationship or get into a business without sitting down and showing the blueprint of that particular thing or showing the outline, because a lot of people, you see on TV and even in life, I know a lot of people, a lot of married people that's career-driven, live apart, live in different homes, live in different cities, live in different states apart from each other because they're trying to build, an empire. They're trying to build financial stability and freedom for their families. And so some of us are trying to jump into home-based businesses and, entrepreneurship and, even philanthropy, becoming a philanthropist. We have great, great ideas and great, great wealth to share with. And, and that's great. But, if you never think about talking about these things, how do you know y'all a great fit? How do you know that they're qualified to be in the long term? Because some people are short term. Some people come in for a day. Some people come in, for a week or so in your life. They just passing by from people there for a little while, and at some point life, you know, separates y'all and have y'all on different parts of the world. So I'm just, I'm just gonna dive in. I'm not gonna think about it because I'm tired of being alone. I'm tired of being by myself. And so we started breaking down. We started devaluing, is a better word, our self-worth. And this is the reason why we have to teach our leaders and our parents, and we have to get out here and really, really promote self-love to our children and teach them who they really are, the kings and queens, the emperors and empresses, and they're not abnormal people, but they are extraordinary people. And so if we teach this in the upcoming of our children, this is that lifestyle. This is what mom and dad said. This is what grandma and granddad said. This is what aunts and uncles and cousins said. We don't call each other a bunch of bees and hoes and all this other you tripping and dog and all that. We learn to value because worth is life. And, again, we're qualifying people to be a part of our life. We don't want to get into any form of any type of partnership, relationship, sexual, romantic, financial, emotionally, I'm gonna switch this up for a second, but I'm gonna talk about how folks is running around here doing all this cyber loving on. And so we'll talk about that in a second. But I wanna just, make sure that we convey that what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about romance without finance. What would you do? And it makes my head hurt. It's making my head hurt just thinking about it, making me can't even type it out, because it just ain't gonna happen. You're dying romantic. What's that thing they call for Valentine's, some Valentino people, those lovers, those Cupid people? My brother is one of those. it just ain't going to happen for me. Now, not in my stage of my adultness and my experiences and just walking in my own power, just in my own queen, my own crown, walking in my own authority, walking in my own value, understanding, overstanding, and being conscious and being made aware of who I am in this earth and who I am in the pool of people that I know, a plethora of people on every level. Oh, my goodness. It is so wonderful to meet people. But, again, these people I had to qualify to be in my life, and they had to qualify me to be in their life, because see what happens is the sex is good, the play is good, all that's great, but if those things are good and he's talking or she's talking, belittling you and devaluing you and calling you not your name and making you feel some kind of way every time you're in their presence, do you stay? Nah, not me. So, again, this is just the way I see it. Nothing I'm saying, law. You do what you do, and, hey, I wish you the best, but I wish you the best in the sense that you would wake up and you would make a mind-blowing decision to love yourself and do what's right for you, because I wouldn't want to see, I've seen it so many times in life, and I'm quite sure we all have, seen so many people making bad choices and making bad decisions, not understanding or not comprehending. I hate the word understanding. I don't want to understand. I want to overstand. I want it to be so that I never miss anything. If it's above my head, then I can reach up and look into it and grab it. But if it's beneath me, I can't see it. I'll miss it. And so I'd rather have knowledge and consciousness of something and be aware of something or be enlightened than to understand, because this is what's happening. We are not really getting it. We're not on the level mentally that we need to be on in the first place, and we've been dumbed down in so many different kind of ways and beat up and told that we was never, you know, this or that, and some of us have believed it, and I'm just putting me in this. I'm a very people person, so I'm gonna put me in the sense of other people, because I've been around so many kind of people that lived all kind of lifestyles. I don't have anything to judge, but I do know that I wouldn't have made some of the decisions, and I'm glad that I watched some of the people that I watched in life, because it made me not want to do those things. I don't think so. So yeah, I don't think I'm on the air. Let me share that. Okay, so I just know that we have to do better in our communities. We have to do better within ourselves. There's no one else tell you that they love you, and no one else tell you you can make it, if no one else tell you that you are somebody and that you're extraordinary and that you're magnificent, if no one ever tells you that you can be anything that you desire, if no one tell you that you are the head, if no one ever told you that you was the head and not the tail. I want to tell you tonight that you are the head and you are not the tail, and you are above and not beneath. And this is the reason why I don't agree with the word understand, because I should not be beneath anything when God has given me dominion over all air and under the sea and under the earth and every beast. And I have dominion over all these things according to the word of God and according to his all-perfect will, but of another man. It's the only thing that we don't have control over, and this is why our government sucks in the sense that, you know, and I'm being controversial because it's just my opinion. That's all it is my opinion. You can have yours. But in my opinion, this is what bothers me, is because it, you know, they want to separate state from church, but state and church actually are pretty much the same thing, in the sense that, I mean, you got to register your church. You got to register it to, you know, y'all partners, y'all one, y'all become almost one company, because they could tell you what to do if they didn't like something. They could shut you down, you know. So you want to kind of make sure that you're in doing things decently, you know. you want to make sure that you are ahead of yourself. So as I was saying, the scriptures, you're above and not beneath. You know, and that thing just registered in my spirit, and I'm so grateful to be able to share that with y'all tonight. Let me see. I said that we was going to switch the gear a little bit, and I was going to talk about, you know, just again, we still talking about, you know, romance without finances, and what would you do? We opening up these lines. You can dial 1-3-2-3-6-4-2-1-5-6-9 and click option 1, and you can, you know, join me on the air, ask questions, join the conversation. I look forward to you or listen to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship on Faces of Success 101 FM. And your host tonight is me, Sean Thornton, your girl, Shanti. We're gonna keep right on. We was talking about this situation with what can happen, you know, with the relationships when you don't really properly invest in yourself, and you don't qualify people to be in your life. What happens is those folks begin to abuse you, whether it's verbal, emotionally, and things of that nature, because y'all didn't take the time to get to know yourself. You didn't take the time to get to know, whether this was a good fit, were y'all compatible, and you gave your energy to something that was not going to benefit you, was not going to bring you an investment a return on your investment, because that's what life is. We sow either our time, we sow ourselves, we sow our money, or we sow the goods that we have, our services, our products, into other people's lives. I know for me, I'm on a path to as many families as I can to financial freedom, and I'm excited about it because as I was building my business and trying to look for fundings and look for different things, and I'm changing the subject not too far away from what we were talking about, because we were talking about romance without finances and what would you do. So my suggestion is, you know, going back to teaching, always teaching, always forever trying to get them as young as possible, teaching them the values of themselves and knowing themselves, and teaching us the values of knowing how to qualify people to be in our lives. I have a friend who is very influential to a lot of people in the community, and they help out parents with their children. And if they weren't in this particular person's life, her children wouldn't be that great, because she didn't have the best upbringing herself. She didn't teach, so she wouldn't have been able to teach her daughters and her sons as well as they have been taught today. If this particular woman, and I won't mention her name, but she's a dear friend of mine, she knows who she is, and she's a great supporter of mine, and I've known her for a good number of years, and I've watched her, you know them that work tarry with you, that serve with you, that worship with you, know them. I mean, there's a reason why these things are there. There's a reason why God put these things in his word, is so that we will be cautious to know that we cannot fool around with everybody. He told us, don't go over there fooling with those people, but yet we go over there fooling with them people because we're lonely, and we don't have no self-value, we don't have no self-worth, we don't have no self-esteem, and so we get into these things, and our babies get trapped up in all this crap, needing more money, needing things, because it's all about, I got to have a name brand this, I got to have a name brand of that. And ain't nothing wrong with having nice things, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, there's nothing wrong with being Gucci down, Louis Vuitton down. There's nothing wrong with, what's his name, Cole, and, you know, all of those names, those brands and things of that nature. But what are you branding? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about what you really branded. Because if you don't teach your daughters and your sons at home at night, when y'all get off work, when y'all work these 9-to-5, 9-to-12 jobs, and these, you know, for these corporations and these companies and all these entities, if you don't talk to your children about actually learning how to understanding the value of money, understanding your time, understanding your skills, understanding your education, understanding what your worth is, because everything that you learn, you should be able to teach it and get paid. What's the point of me going to school all these years to learn all these things just to work for somebody else? I can take them same skills and apply them to things that I can make money from, monetizing that, because then when I monetize, I really can qualify some folks to be in my life, because those 100 families that I'm sowing into their lives and giving them my business plan and giving them, opening my notebook and showing them the different opportunities that's out here through the federal government, through the local, state, city, township, through all the different entities that's out there that set up for contractors, minority-owned business, women-owned small businesses, and WOSB, and, you know, all the acronyms. I mean, they get every kind of alphabet acronym for every kind of thing, and there are money attached to those things, but our communities don't know how to go and get it. So we devalue ourselves by telling our girls they ain't worth. And all they work is a twerk, and all they work is a shake, and all they work is a fry. And so we go make a little change, and then we looking at each other strange. And that's just crazy. We looking at each other strange because we don't know ourselves. Because if we knew ourselves, we would stand up as the gods in the earth that we are. God assists in the earth that we are. And I ain't talking no religious stuff. So don't call it into the station talking about, I thought you was a Christian, you was a pastor, you was this, 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 and that. I don't want to hear none of that, because all I'm talking about is simply in empowering our children to raise them up, to qualify certain people to be in their life. I seen this young girl, or the family that I was talking about, I seen this, the oldest young girl, tell this dude, back up off me, I don't want none of that. She is senior in high school. She's doing well. She's keeping to herself. She ain't entertaining any foolishness. She's taking college credit classes. She's only in her senior year, and she's taking college classes. That's not nothing new, you know, and it is to be a part of, but it ain't nothing new, because we did it when we was coming up, and this is a couple of generations after the fact. So these opportunities have been available. They're not available everywhere in every community. Nobody knows about these things. So you got to get to the point where you find out that you become a resource, you become valuable in your community, whether it's a community on social media, whether it's your community in your local neighborhood, whether it's your community of business, you know, whatever, you know, even your hobbies, you know, because I love, like, groups. I love meetups. I used to think meetups was a dating site, but I never joined it until I found my mentor, and she, you know, had set up a business plan for us to, you know, meet through that way, you know, and so I found out some great things about meetups. It's for network marketers and all kind of business entrepreneurs and people of interest in life, and so I think that it's something that people should get together and do instead of, you know, in this day and age, having it where people are so disconnected from other people because everybody's in their own thing. Even if you can have 12 people in the same house and nobody's really talking because everybody's on their own thing, doing their phone, you know, running the street, you know, whatever. And then there's no personal one-on-one time, and so no one knows how to deal with or process with, you know, trouble comes up and arises in the mind, you know. So you got people that's committing suicide, children. I got a phone call of somebody I don't even know, as a friend of a friend's child's friend, tried to hurt themselves, and they're only 12. And they tried to take their life, and that's not okay. And this is the reason why we got to be more involved with our children. These parents are away from their children on the road, driving trucks. They out here working security. They out here trying to go to school. They out here trying to you know, get their groove on. They trying to get some romance without finance on silly garbage crap, trying to get the next hit, that next fix, that next applaud on the back, that pat on the back, and they trying to look for all this attention instead of giving the attention that's needed in the home, where we can raise up a community of people who are taking life by force and not life taking them by force. And so we talk about these different things because these are things people don't want to talk about. Like, there's a situation where people are dying, you know, and there was once an insurance policy, and now there isn't. Now they're dead. Now daddy's dead, and there's no insurance policy. Mommy's dead. There's no one wants to talk about it. Now the brother or the sister, they got a hold of the insurance policy. You know, I'm going to talk about it because these are the things that happen when we don't talk about, you know, finances without romance. So you get in these relationships and y'all going through all these changes because ain't nobody sit down and count the cost. We ain't put it down. Baby, in the next 2 years, where you see yourself? Okay? Baby, where you see yourself? Okay, let's compare these two lists and see what we got. We got short-term goals. We got long-term goals. We got intermediate goals. We got things that we want to do that we got to do research on. We got to study over here some more and really perfect that over here. And this here, we got to give some more time and energy to, and we got to make sure that this is straight because this is our future, and this is a return of investment. We got to make sure this. We got to protect this investment, and the investment is the children. When a man and woman get together and they making babies out here in this world and they become families, whether they're broken families or, you know, immediate families, it don't really matter The only thing that matters is that we're giving the love, that the nourishment that's needed to these babies. We're putting them at our breast, and we're letting them suck. We stop eating all this horrible food, the tumors, these maggot-infested, gum-infested, chemical-infested meats out here. I'm sorry. We're going to talk about it, because if we talk about growing food on our own land, by owning some land of our own, or fighting for space, because when I was coming up, we did vegetable gardens. We had designated areas in Chicago, Illinois, and uptown Chicago, uptown. We had places in Rogers Park where we in the community, no matter what your nationality was, we came together as a community, and we all were able to grow in that garden. We were all able to go and glean also from that garden. We was going over there and go get some cabbage, some spinach. We was able to go get some corn. But we ain't talking about that, because we don't know what real value is. We talk about value and gym shoes and name brands, other people brands, but you ain't branded nothing for yourself. What are you branded? You branded little hoes? You branded little dickheads? What are you branded? What you branded, some knuckleheads? What are you branded? What are you branded, some more murderers? What are you branded? What are you branded here? Let's talk about it. We got a little bit less than 30-something minutes on the show tonight. I'm excited. I'm pumped up. This show, girl, Shanti, we talking about some great things here tonight. We're talking about romance without finance. What would you do? I know I wouldn't be making no babies if I ain't got no money to take care of them. I can't figure out how I'm going to pay to get these diapers and this formula. I know that even if I was a male and my girl was feeding our baby, I would make sure that she had all the nutrients that she needs to continue. Because if you notice that most women that breastfeed, they don't breastfeed for more than 5 months because they milk dry up, because they're eating things that's maggot infested, toxic to the body, and so the body begins to resist and fight against it. So our natural production of our milk doesn't come forth. Romance, love, finance, what would you do? I gave y'all my plan. I don't know what y'all do, but I learned some things along these 40-something. These 4 decades of my life, I learned some things that I just can't tolerate or deal with, because poverty is not my portion. It was not his will. I was speaking to one of the marketers that's online, and he was talking about the mindset of a million dollar tip. He's a million-dollar muscle man, and he's very humbled and very, very blessed and very fortunate and very loved and very respected in the industry, and I'm very proud to be a friend of his, and I'll be actually doing an interview, an exclusive interview with him soon. This is Aaron Raskins, and he's a really amazing person, and I can't wait on my own personal show. I can't wait to interview him soon. We'll be looking for that show coming up in the next couple, 3 weeks. I won't release anything other than that. We will just thinking about, you know, when I was trying to breastfeed my children, I had my second child. I couldn't breastfeed because I was a heavy meat eater at the time, and I didn't produce enough milk to be able to feed my baby. But my baby came here. I had a very long pregnancy, and when I was pregnant with twins, one of the twins aborted early in the pregnancy, and I didn't even know that I was still pregnant until a couple weeks later. And I started feeling some fluttering in my belly, and I was like, maybe I'm feeling sick. What's going on? After getting the news that my baby had passed and the placenta had leaked and whatever, and I had to go through what I went through. These are the reasons why you got to know yourself, because I was still pregnant, and I carried my baby literally almost for a little bit. I think I was like maybe a couple days away from being 11 months, or a little bit, a couple days after being 11 months pregnant with him. So he was old inside of me, had pooped inside of me, and it was causing me some really bad issues. Grace was following me and holding me and keeping me. Thank God for all the things in my life that kept me from actually passing out, but I was having a lot of complications. And it was a dry birth, and I didn't have any amniotic fluid at all. I was completely dry. The baby went into distress, heart drop. He died inside of me. They had to revive him inside of me. These are some of the things that you go through, but if I had been known the things that I know now, if I had known the importance of taking care of my body in a whole nother sense of eating fruits and vegetables more, drinking especially more water, but hydrated water, electrifying water, water that has life in it, not this pre-treated water in these bottles and in the faucet, but just caring for myself a little bit better. I'm fit now. I'm taking a little bit more authority over my own personal life and doing better with making sure that I drink alkaline water, nothing under 9.5 pH balance, because I understand that my body can be diseased with disease if I don't flush myself when we're 80% water. We need to continue to keep taking in what our nature is, and so that we can flow in the best energy and the highest energy or the highest frequency by cleaning our body, cleaning our hair, using products that's not per se chemical based. These are some things that's heavy on my heart that I need to talk about tonight, because what happens is, like I said, we get into these relationships and it never fails. Somebody is in some kind of trouble, whether it's incarceration or drugs and alcohol, sexual, all kinds of immoralities, people play a lot of mind games with you, trying to hold on to you because they know you're a good thing, but they're all embarrassed or they don't really want to be with you because they still want to go out there and play. And so then you have all this isms, I call them, inside the family, because you did not qualify these people to be in your life because you thought, oh, romance, I don't need your money. I just need your loving. Oh, I don't need your money. I just need your time. And you spend the time with people that's throwing junk inside of you, and you're the temple of the Most High God, and you're sitting here, and you're taking in junk instead of feeding yourself or focusing in on things that can actually catapult you or change your trajectory of your lifespan and your lifestyle that, brings financial freedom, credit freedom, business credit freedom, elevation and a spread of territory. I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but it makes perfect sense to me. I don't want to be broke, and I don't want to be around broke people, and I don't want broke people speaking into my life. And it's not so much as broke as is money, monetary. I'm not, when I say broke, I don't think that fiat is not money, it's not currency. It's a form of a note. That's what it is. But money is silver and gold, by the way. And then we got jewels, rubies and gold, then we got minerals and things of that nature. So what are you, any of those things you have in your pocket and those things you got, locked up in the safe, what have you accomplished? What are you talking about when you talking about romancing me, getting between my legs, kissing me, licking me, touching me? And you ain't got no finance. You ain't got nothing to invest in me. You got no wealth to invest in me. You can't pour into me no wisdom, no kindness, no love. All you can do is just bang me, and that's it, and leave me wet and empty, wanting, thinking that you are the one, and you ain't never was going to step to be the one. So if we teach our daughters, if we teach our sons who they are, if we learn who we are, then we can raise better generation. We can do better in this world. So I'm going to take a quick second and just play this song for you. We're talking about mind-blowing decisions.
You were tuned in to Mind Blowing Decisions with DJ Success every Wednesday at facesofsuccessradio.com.
You're right back here with your host, Shantina Sean Thornton. You're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions on Faces of Success Radio 101 FM. I'm so excited, and I am blowing it out the park tonight. I'm talking about real things. We talking about romance, without finance, what would you do? What are you branding? Who are you branding, and what's the return of investment? Come on, y'all. This is the last half hour of the show. Why don't you pick up that phone and dial 323-642-1569 and dial option one and be on the air with your host, Sean T. So now we're going to talk about this again just in a little bit more detail because I want to kind of see if I can kind of put perspective where men are concerned, just relationships are concerned about, is it the man's responsibility to care for and take care of a woman completely, solely, and she not work, she not take care of, not worry about any of the finances in the house? It's tough. It's tough for a man to take on responsibility. In so many areas, men take on other people's children. They take they become stepdads. I got a few of them in my family. I got a brother who takes care of everybody's kids. And don't glance before his number. He ain't taking care of yours. and this is the thing. You get to a point that you have to take some responsibility of yourself. So if you're teaching well, then you're doing well because you're responding in wellness, you're responding in health, and your lifestyle is changing. Is you're growing mentally, you're prospering in all your ways. You're making strides, and you're helping other people, and you're reaching forward, grabbing new people, and you're reaching back, and you're grabbing those who have already qualified and to come along in this journey, and you duplicate the same systems, you duplicate the same process that brought you success, and you duplicate that by sharing that, but you don't just give everything away. That's why romances don't make no damn sense, because you can't give your business away and say you got a business. Don't give your business away without no business, all right? Money and love is business. Romance is business. That's the reason why they got all these novelty shops and you know, online-based shops that you can purchase discreetly from, and you can, you know, and the newest thing in Houston, Texas, the mayor and the city council is trying to fight somebody out here trying to keep them from bringing in these new store where they're talking about these sex dolls that people can come and pay all these thousands of dollars for so that we don't have to interact with each other. Because, one, y'all, it's a trick. They're trying to keep our men from giving us their seed so we can't have no more babies. If a man don't want a real woman and all he wants is something silicone-based, then what the hell he need us for? It started off with us. We was the first model of the silicone because we was out here trying to get our everything plastic pumped up with injections and everything, all this plastic and, you know, all these silicone breasts and booties and everything, thighs and all this kind of stuff. And so we have gotten past what's normal, and we keep searching for something that is not for us. We are people, we're supposed to be fooling around with people of our own kind. See that there's own kind. See that orange is not an apple. And I understand that they have hybrids. And they have played around with a lot of things. We've done that from the press of time, from the beginning of time. We've always experimented, you know, with DNA and different things, different, you know, just messing with stuff because we're just brilliant people like that. And we think we're mad scientists, and so we do crazy stuff. But this is what I'm saying. My this is mind blowing because there's no way. There's just no way that romance without finances makes sense for no long term. Maybe for some kids, you know, maybe for some because even when you get in school, somebody's expecting somebody to do something. You buy me a ring, you buy me a coat, you buy me a jacket, you buy me some, you buy me, you know, some Taco Bell, because, you know, after school, the kids, they go hang out at Taco Bell, McDonald's, and all these different, and they sit up and talk, at least my kids did, and we did. We, you know, we had our places that we hung out at the arcades and things of that nature. And so we qualified people then and didn't realize that we used that method, that system, and that process to qualify people. Or if they're a certain height, you know, that's why everybody's got their thing, you know, what their boom look like. You know, some people like them white, you know, caramel and, you know, chocolated and creamy and all that kind of stuff, you know, real, real high, yellow, red bones and all of that. You know, they want them with the big booty, thin waistline, you know, and all that. Some men, some women, like, you know, thick legs and all of that. So it just depends on what you want. But you've got to bring something. You got to bring something home that brings a return. Don't allow everything to leave your hand without gaining something back in return. Every person that comes into your life is supposed to be able to enhance you. And I never come into your life and leave you the same thing I found you. Listen to your girl, Shanti. I'm going to be there for you. You call me, I'm going to answer. And that's just who I am. But the thing of it is that I want to be able to help people. So I have, you know, a lot of strategies that I can give away and a lot of different systems I can give away. But I'm not just giving it away just so you can have the information, not do nothing with it, and not, you know, I'm expecting a return of investment. If I sow this into you that can bring you grants that you don't have to pay back from the federal government, if I bring you funding, loans, I help you to get qualified for, I help you to get your business qualified for everything that's out here that you don't even have to pay back for credits and teach you I won't tell you all that. But anyway, some things I keep to myself. But I say all that to say that if you come in my life, if I come into your life, then we should be able to leverage each other. There have to be a need, and then there have to be a need met. That is what relationship and partnership is about. If you cannot enhance someone's life, you shouldn't be in their life. If you got to bring people down and all you want to do is complain and trip, we've got a little bit less than 20 minutes for the show, and I'm just gonna stay with it. I'm just gonna let it rip like this because I feel like it needs to be heard. Somebody got to hear this tonight. Find out what your passion is. Find out what you're passionate about. Don't stop learning. Don't learn everything you can possibly learn, even if people tell you ain't got no business picking up. Pick it up and read it. Pick it up and learn it. Try something new. Be the expert in your field, in your industry. Be the one that can help somebody else. Be the most valuable person you know. Don't let people outdo you. You outdo yourself. Outdo yourself. Bring yourself into a good fertile situation where you can grow. And if you find yourself entangled with people and they ain't like-minded, you get up and get out. Dequalify them as well as you qualify them. The moment you find out that person ain't about what you're about, and I ain't saying that you won't y'all agree on everything. Well, I'm just saying that if you know this person pulls the worst out of you more than he pulls, or she pulls the best out of you, get away from them. Because sometimes some conversations just ain't worth having. You just got to get your butt up and walk. I'm talking real tonight, baby. It's going down. But listen, real talk. All I can tell you is that you got to invest in yourself. more than you invest in anything else. You got to speak to yourself. You have to listen. You got to look into how to put your life on the line for people. Go out your way for people. I'm just saying, when you find your passion, it ain't even a job. It's just wonderful. You feel so fulfilled. And that's the way it should be in relationship and partnership and business with anybody you with. If you feel there's a struggle and y'all can't come to a solution, if there's a problem and there's no answer, then you got to, and you're looking outside for the answer, not looking within yourself, because the answer is me. Do you really want to go for this? Should I let this person go? Should I stay with this person? Should I stay in this situation? Should I leave this job? Should I step out on the water and walk and go and be an entrepreneur? Should I give it all up? Should I take my savings and leave this country? Should I go here? Should I go there? What do I want to invest myself in? Where do I see myself? What do I want out of life in the next 2 months? What do I see? Where's my income goals? What's my family goals? What's my retirement plans? What's my savings plans? What is my investments? You know, what all have I accomplished in this life before I check up off this life? Romance without finance it ain't happening. Not over here. We're talking about mind-blowing decisions when we talk about life, love, and relationships on Facebook FM, one-on-one FM. And you're listening to your girl, your host tonight, Shanti. I'm loving you so much for your time, your patience, and I hope that you grow. I hope that something I said tonight really touch you, make a difference. I hope that, you know, since I'm flying solo tonight, and I'll have my co-host with me, and I pray that all is well with all my girls. I pray that all is well in all of your lives, and, you know, that everybody will arrive where they need to be. I pray that the people, God will give you people for your life to teach you, to tell you the truth, and to help you to grow where you need to grow. I hope those connections happen. I hope that you prosper in all that you do. I hope that you acknowledge God in all your ways, and that way he can direct your path, and that way you can really have the discernment that you need to discern when to check in and when to check out of certain situations and relationships, businesses, and partnerships. Even in, you know, the house of faith, you have to know when even there in that relationship and your spiritual growth, you're not learning and you're frustrated, yourself going places, and you checked yourself and you looked into yourself out of that, you know, that you was well with God and that you didn't have any ought in your heart against your fellow brother and sister, and, you know, you... You prayed and you thought about folks and you seen about people, and you get to a place where those people are no longer the importance of what someone else think about you is not so important, but what you have to give them is what's most important. And not that they're not valuable, but you have to remember you are qualifying and dequalifying people to be in or out of your life. You check in when you need to check in. You check out when you check out. Some people will learn slow. You have to have the patience for those people that take time to get the information over. Then you have those people that you just shouldn't even waste 1 to 3 seconds with, because you already know what's going to happen with them. So we're talking about the last 10 minutes of the show. We're talking about romance without finance. What would you do? And, again, it just makes sense to me. Finances without romance can't happen because, again, in order to invest in something, romance is an investment. You expect me to give myself to you, and I don't even know you. You expect, you know, that's what I felt about that creepy little dude, you know, put his hands on me and try to make this busted move real quick while he had him one. Every time I can think about that, I just laugh. It's creepy. But if you, and especially if a man steps to a woman and all he's trying to do is get in the panties, man, we so past that. And the killing part is he's only like 10, 15 years older than me, little short thing, and he just, you know, just thought he had him one that I was liking him or something. And my mindset at the time that he did it, because I understood what he was doing to me, what he was trying to impose on me. But first, boo, we ain't talked about the money. So ain't going to be no honey. You don't touch this for free. That ain't what this is. You don't get to touch me, and I don't know you. I don't know what your value, your worth is. I know mine, and I'm going to protect mine, but I don't know what yours is. Then you're a scumbag because you're married. And you disrespect your wife and you respect to me knowing I'm somebody else's wife without even caring. And that's the kind of people that those scrubs I'm talking about you don't want to be around. You don't want to be around those kind of people that will put you in a situation with all this BS that's going on about all this rape. You know, I ain't going to call nobody names, but they sit up in houses and things of that nature and they run around here, you know, and these anchors and they're touching people inappropriately and saying things inappropriately to them, and they're getting away with this, and it shouldn't be, but they block up Bill. They block up Bill Cosby. And Sunny on The View, she used to be a prosecutor, and she says that in the law it has been changed that a woman does not need more than her word to collaborate the fact that she has been violent, that she has been raped, that she has been hurt and taken advantage of. She doesn't need any corroborating evidence, only her word, because in any time a man or a woman, anybody, a predator, takes and touches someone else without their permission, that's exactly what they are, predators. See, now you have stepped into a non-permission situation with me or whatever, and now you've taken advantage of that. And being vulnerable, being a smaller vessel or being a vessel that's weaker than the opposite sex is not always the easiest thing to do, and you think you got a handle on this, and you try to stay light and positive in those situations. And then, you know you there's no way out of this situation because he's stronger than you. Left, and I just wanted to talk about that for a quick sec. You know, America needs to do better. You know, the world needs to do better. Our communities need to do better. Our leaders need to do better. We need to stand up for what's right. And like I said, when you raise them, not so much as when you raise them, but when you're instilling and giving values to your children and you're imparting, because that's what we do, we impart the values and the skills and the integrity and the character traits that we expect these children to give us back in return so they can grow up as model citizens and be productive citizens in this world, but we ain't teaching them how to go out here and make no money. So what they doing is they going out here being F boys, and I'm just going to put boys, and they going out here and they being tricks, and they're giving up everything and without no investment. Nobody has any, nobody has a thought to really build a family. Well, I'm not going to say nobody. People don't, you know, a lot of people are just out here. Last week's show was about side chicks versus I think it was. And so that was funny. It was a great show. It was a beautiful show. We talked about, you know, the benefits of being a side chick, and that's what people go after because they don't have the business opportunities or opportunities to enhance life and really go get the money to find money. But if you call me, I'll be charged. You go and find me, and then, you know, we can work things out, and I can help you put you on where you ain't got to be out there selling your stuff for less. And that's what romance is. Romance has been nothing if it ain't got no finances. So I want to encourage you not to just go out there and give up your business without no business. This is your girl, Shana T. You listen to Faceless Success Radio 101 FM, your co-host, your host for the night, your girl, Shana T, is sitting here in the studio with the last 5 minutes of the night. And I hope that I bid you a good night, and I hope that your tomorrow be better, and I hope that you be well in all that you do. I just want to take this out by telling you for real, for real. Don't step to anybody unless you're ready to invest. And you got to be ready to invest at all. And you got to count the cost. And before you step in, you got to count the cost. You got to qualify folks. You got to disqualify folks because you can't take everybody into your destiny. You can't take them into your plan. And when you and your mate are sitting down with that conversation I had with y'all about, you know, your babies, you and your man and you and your woman, you know, sitting up, you know, comparing where you want to be in life. And the goals that you set, and when you're raising your children and you're trying to help your kids focus and figure out what they can best do with their life, where they're not sitting behind somebody's desk trading their time for a little change, but they out here traveling the world, learning the world, doing big things, living their best life. They ain't trapped up in prison. They ain't trapped up in somebody's little hole in the wall. They ain't trapped up under nobody's holding cell. They ain't trapped up in nobody's, you know, all those people they just found in Detroit, Michigan, they ain't in the sex trafficking. They're not in a sex trafficking game. They caught, you know, they ain't lost or nothing like that because their mind has been taught well. So teach your babies well, do them well, be well, because it's about more love. And how you give and share more love is by giving of your time, giving those skills and letting people be able to leverage your knowledge, your time, your talent, your business opportunities. Give it to them if you can afford to. Give it to them. Show somebody. Help 10 people out. Help 12 people. Help 12 families. Go out there and take this world by a storm, but don't do it for nothing. Do it because you mean it. Do it because you're passionate. Do it because it's right. Do it because it's about more love. So I want to bid you a good night. I want to tell you that it's been great being on the air with you guys tonight. It's been great being in your living room, in your car. It's been great. I know you watching, and I know you're listening, Miss P. You get where you're going to go, you're going to be safe. I appreciate you so much. I thank you for all the kind words you shared with me last week on the show. You know, you gave me, you just know, you're my sister. I love you. I love you to life. I love you forever. I appreciate all that you do and all that you, how you help so many different people. And you don't stop, and you're just such an inspiration. You're so kind. You're so gentle, and yet, and it's not easy to trust and help everybody, but you do what you do, and you do it to a such a level that people will know that it's real and it's coming from a good place. It's coming from an authentic place, and I appreciate you much. I love you. I wish my brothers and sisters out there that's out here in Radio Land, you know, that's going through situations in relationships with people that ain't got nothing to add to, hang in there, keep building with that person. If that's the person that you qualify to be in your life, stick it out. We got a little bit less than 1 minute, and I'm telling y'all, if you find out that this person ain't going nowhere and they stuck and they staying right where they at, you got to let them go. You have to disqualify them. We got a little bit less than 90 seconds left, and I'm just excited. I want to tell I you know, so much is going on. You can look for me on Facebook. My name is Michon, M-I-C-H-O-N Thornton. You can look for me on Facebook. You can look for me on our radio show. Call me to the station. We got some great promotions out here for you guys. We're in the fall season, and we got some great things going on with the radio show promotion. If you need exposure and all these beautiful things that we got going on, and we, you know, you're an artist, you're a comedian, you wanna tap the mic, you just got it going on, you got that it factor. Holler at us, man. Let us know who you are, what you want to do, and we'll show you. Go to facesuccessradio.com and join and become a member with us, and it don't cost you nothing. I want to bid you a good night. More love to you.
You were tuned in to Mind Blowing Decisions with DJ Success every Wednesday at facesofsuccessradio.com.
Good night, I love y'all. Good night. You listen to Faces of Success, Mind Blowing Decisions. With me, Sean Thornton, your girl, Sean T, radio personnel.